Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm one of our floor supervisors in the fraud department. I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Brandon Holbrook.
I'm currently working to pull up the account that was transferred over to me. While I'm doing so, can you confirm the address you mentioned earlier?
1938 East LaSalle Avenue, Mishawaka, Indiana. Sorry, I've been sick for the last 5 days, so.
I'm sorry. I hope you feel better fast.
I do too, man.
Just waiting for the information to load on this account so I can assist you.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I appreciate your patience. It's still loading. All right. So, yes, sir. What I've loaded up here is where on the 10th of November, I see that $5.74 was paid shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag, which led to a billing of $67.32 for our online discount shopping membership. And that had went through on the 16th. Do you recall purchasing the tactical bag?
I don't. I've done this for the last 5 days. I've done anything lately that's bad. Is this something about a camera? A house camera? Or something like that? Is it curious? I live with my mom. I just moved in here to take care of her because my dad just died. And I have no idea what what that would be. But.
Well, so that was a declined attempt for an order back on August 29th. For the Wi-Fi indoor cam, that would have been a shipping charge of $670, but it was not successful when it was attempted.
Okay.
Yeah, but the $574 on the 10th of November, that was successful, and then we shipped out one of our tactical bags as a free welcoming gift. We had shipped it to that 1938 East LaSalle Ace.
Yeah, that's just the place. I was in my bedroom and I just asked my mom if I had any packages. She said we haven't received any.
Yeah, I was just about to ask if you had received it.
Yeah. She would get it before me because it's leave it at the front door.
Let me double check on that, actually. We had shipped through United States Postal Service, looks like, delivered on the 16th, so that would have been yesterday, actually. Yeah, it says delivered front door or porch.
That's, nothing out there.
Okay. Mr. Brandon, is there anybody else that would have knowledge of your personal information that would have placed this order without your knowledge? Like child or spouse?
I called my bank and I canceled my card. Once I found these things on here. But no, as far as I know, nobody. Just me and my mom here.
Oh, okay. Do you know the email used of bholbrook76@gmail.com?
I use brandonholbrook1@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for that. There was a phone number entered for the online order when it was placed. The phone number used was 240-416-3670.
Yeah, that's mine. That is it.
Okay, but that email's not yours?
No, mine is brandonholbrook1@gmail.com.
Okay. You said due to our charges, you have canceled this this MasterCard. Is there any dispute filed against the charges?
When I called them, they told me to call you guys first. My bank did, so that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. See, and then I've got to give them a call back. Her name is Cindy.
Oh, I understand. Of course. And we're happy to assist on our end. As you're stating, you had not submitted this originating order, of course. I do want to explain that we will Trace the IP address of the device used that submitted the order, figure out who placed the order without your knowledge, and they will receive notification we've started fraud proceedings against them.
Okay.
And I was just confirming that it wouldn't lead back to you or anybody else you may know, because false claims of fraud would result in penalties such as fines. Now,
yeah.
This typically takes about 20...
That's my phone number that they have. That's my phone number.
For the billing of the 6732, this service is where our customers are receiving an emailed gift voucher. It's sent to our customer's email, yeah, and it's in the amount of $125 for use in our online discount shopping membership. So, I'm thinking with that email not being yours.
Yeah, that's not me.
Now, this investigation would cover both the 6732 and the 574 that had been charged. Would you want me to go ahead and process your claim of fraud?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here in a moment, I'll provide a confirmation number. You should expect everything to settle within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Just a moment. Thank you for your patience. I'm about halfway done.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, so I'm just working to get that last charge put through for you, and I'll be able to provide that confirmation number.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your patience. So everything's been successful. Again, 3 to 5 business days at the most. And I will confirm that this account is canceled, so no future billings effective immediately today. The confirmation number will be 7796.
7796.
3585.
3585. 57. 57. All right. Thank you so much, Ashley.
You're welcome, sir. Thanks for calling customer support, and have a good day.
You too.